Everybody, this is Beth Schultz, Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst with Metrigy. And with me today is our Research Analyst, Matt Beloga. And we'd like to welcome you to this episode of our Metricite podcast and vidcast series. Matt is wrapping up an overview of the workflow management market and has a few teasers to share ahead of publication later this month. Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
Good, Beth. I'm doing well. It's a little bit chilly and snowy over here in Colorado, but can't complain overall.
Chicago the same. We had a winter storm come through last night, so some shoveling ahead of me tonight. So let's just get started with the basics. You know, what is workflow management?
Well, to tackle kind of what workflow management is, we should first figure out what a workflow is. We can think of a workflow as a series of repeatable tasks that a business defines in order to complete a certain action. That can be something such as employee training and onboarding, conducting email prospect outreach, or developing a presentation, something as simple as that. Workflows work either sequentially, where step one in the task flows to step two, and then to step three, and so on, or it works in parallel, where steps one, two, and three can all occur kind of at the same time. As for workflow management, what that does is identify or create, coordinate, and optimize a set of tasks in order to improve business success. The goal of workflow management is to improve task flows, and sometimes automation is used to reduce the amount of human input in a workflow. The benefits you're looking for are improved efficiency, better reporting and workflow analytics, and elimination of manual repetition by someone working on a project or a workflow.
Well, I'm sure anybody who has lots of tasks can appreciate workflow management then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I know that this is a pretty crowded field, right? Can you give us some examples of the types of companies that play in this market and maybe one or two examples of actual companies?
Yeah, so the types of companies that you're typically seeing operating in this market are cloud-based providers that work on a subscription basis, usually a freemium model, where they offer users the ability to manage one or two projects at a time or workflows at a time with very limited features on the free end, and that scales all the way up to custom built enterprise solutions. Some of the people, the specific vendors that work in this field are what I'd say are a lightweight tool such as Basecamp, which is very limited in the features that it offers. It's very basic. It's workflow management at its most base level of tracking tasks, seeing what's ahead, and communicating what you need to get done. On a higher end, you can see something such as Rake or Smartsheet that offer you a whole heck of a lot more views, dashboards, and analytics to go along with those workflows to see where bottlenecks may occur and where you can improve in your workflows.
Okay, great. So, you know, something for everybody, basically.
Yeah, there's a little bit in there for no matter who's diving into it.
So tell us, kind of walk through the considerations that companies need to make as they're deciding on, who to look to for workflow management.
Yeah, I would say that probably my top three considerations for buyers in this space are features, the integrations, and the customization available with each provider. So in features, it's really determining what business needs your organization has and how can a workflow management application address those needs. Do you need a collaboration tool built into your workflow management tools so that you're able to talk to your fellow employees and communicate goals for a workflow? Do you need mobile connectivity? Do you need to be able to reach your views and dashboards from your iPad, your iPhone, whatever? Do you need analytics capabilities and so on? I would say that's the top consideration. Integrations, on the other hand, are what other applications do you think need to be able to share data within your workflows? You can think of that as pulling files from Google Drive and inserting it into a workflow so that someone knows where to look. Or is it going into CRM software enabled in order to send out emails to prospects? Or is it another collaboration app if your workflow management app doesn't have collaboration? So integrating with something such as Teams or Slack. And finally, customization is how easily can you customize your workflow management tool to accommodate different use cases, such as product development, like I mentioned, HR processes like onboarding or training, IT processes such as updates, and so on. And the customization tools available within that are, you know, different views, dashboards, pre-built workflows, customized workflows, custom project templates, and so on.
So there's lots to consider: features, integrations, customization.
Yeah, I would say those are the top three.
How are you expecting to see these tools evolve over time?
I think we can expect to see at least these three main evolutions. There's going to be increased low-code and no-code development capabilities for users of these workflow management applications. This is going to allow them to build more complex workflows that don't need as much hand-holding from a human in order to progress a project, as well as integrating more third-party apps into their workflow managers. I think we're also going to see that data collection and analysis is going to really balloon and scale within these applications. They're all about the apps in general. They're all about optimizing and improving the efficiency. So data being collected is going to be used in analytics to determine what areas along a workflow are pain points, where the work slows down, where there's miscommunication, and you get the point. But we're going to get to the point, I think, where predicting which workers are free to be assigned to a task is commonplace, as there's a little bit of that resource leveling in a few of the apps now, but I expect that to expand to a lot more. And finally, kind of a marriage of the two before, is automation and workflows. Right now, they're usually being used for menial administrative tasks, sending messages, notifications. But in the future, I'd expect them to look more like ETL processes that you see in data management, where it takes an input, performs a whole transformation on that input, and then sends it along to the next step in the workflow. I think being able to develop those automations in-house instead of outsourcing that development is going to be a huge driver for citizen development and that increased low-code, no-code that I mentioned.
That's great. Anything that really does help improve the workday, automating tasks, whatever, that's really a promising field for sure. Well, thank you, Matt, for sharing about your workflow management report coming up in the market with us. And that is all the time that we have for this week's episode. Please be sure to check back for new episodes coming out regularly on Metrigy, our YouTube channel. Metrigy.com and our YouTube channel, or on your podcast platform. And the next episode, we'll be talking about employee experience based on a report that we'll also have coming out shortly. And we hope that you can join us. One last note before we say goodbye. If you don't already, please do follow us on Metrigy.com, at Metrigy on Twitter, and as well as on LinkedIn and Facebook. Have a great day, everybody.